Ottawa's Alternative Rock, Live 88.5, Head of the Herd, and their song By This Time Tomorrow. It's the morning startup on Live 88.5 at 8.23, about 14 degrees, going to 23 today with just a few clouds. Looks really nice right now. And Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, on the line from Calgary. Hey, Jim.
Hello there.
Hi. All right. How did you like the Mini Countryman?
Well, it's not going to go down in history as my favorite vehicle, but I can see that there's a lot of things that you can enjoy about it. I mean, it's reasonably hot. This is possibly the hottest Mini there is right now, but that also comes with a price in that it starts at $38,500, and the one I have is
wow.
All optioned up. It's it's closer to $45,500 with all the options that mine has, which includes, you know, neat striping down the sides and, you know, bigger wheels, run flat tires that make the car feel like it's wandering around the road all the time. So I don't know, maybe it just comes with loose wheels, I don't know. But it's a 6-speed manual transmission, which is very nice to shift, although I'm embarrassed to admit it, I did stall it a couple of times heading out. So, but I think that's just because I'm not used to it. But it's small, it's quite cramped inside, it has quite a few BMW-isms in it, since of course BMW owns Mini,
right.
In that the interior is not the most ergonomically friendly. In lieu of buttons and that, they have just a bunch of toggle switches with labels that are so small, I pretty well have to put my reading glasses on to put it in sport mode, for example, then take my glasses back on before I run into something for looking outside the window.
Yeah.
it's a little turbocharged four-cylinder engine, puts out 208 horsepower, so it moves along with reasonable abandon. It's a lot of fun to drive, I guess. One thing I really notice about it, it has a lot of understeer. So when, of course, that is inherent with all-wheel drive systems, but this one seems to be more than in some of the ones that I've driven. You know, like if you're heading it on ramp, you really have to hold on to that wheel because it tends to want to go straight ahead.
Right.
But you know, once you get used to it, it'll be fine. I mean, I've only been driving it for a few days. I guess if I owned the car, I'd probably go, "Wow, this is great! I really have to work at it."
So is this is a crossover? Would you call this because of the all-wheel drive system?
No, it's more, I would say it's more like a little wagon, you know, like the Audi A4, that kind of thing, the wagon
right.
version, except that it's shorter and it's smaller. We bought a TV stand over the weekend that we had to take our car for because it wouldn't fit in the back of the Mini. But, yeah, I mean, the back seat does fold down, so it's not bad. But, no, I would call this more a sporty little car than a crossover.
All right. And as far as its competition, does it stack up?
Well, I would say if you're competing, its competition probably includes cars like the Scion FRS, Subaru BRZ, which is basically the same car.
Right.
The advantage that car has is that it's just about $20,000 cheaper.
Wow.
Now, it only has two doors, too, so
right, right.
Not quite the horsepower, but probably not the weight either. Also, I would say if you're looking at the hardtop version of the Mazda MX-5, again, you're looking at a coupe as opposed to a four-door sedan. But to me, that's kind of what these cars are aiming at. I mean, the Mini is more unique in that. There's nothing that really goes head-to-head with it.
Right, right, right. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, he's got an Acura he wants to talk about as well. We'll get to that in just a moment. It's the startup on Live 88.5.
Sunny for Saturday, Sunday, in fact, Monday, Tuesday. Temperatures above normal for the weekend. Right now, 14 in Ottawa.
Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray. He has written reviews through live88.5.com and then click on startups. Great research stuff there for you if you're looking for a vehicle. And a little while ago, he talked about the Mini Countryman John Cooper Works, and he's got another vehicle to review. Hi, Jim.
Hi.
All right. What about this Acura RLX?
Well, the RLX is their new flagship. It replaces the RL, which not many people really seem to like. I don't think it sold that well, and I know the reviews mostly considered to be kind of bland and boring. I always liked it, though, and this new one is, I don't think it's as nice looking a car, but it certainly is a nice car. I mean, you're looking at a $60,000 car, so we're not talking chump change here. This really is their flagship, but it's a big four-door sedan. It's about 300 horsepower from its V6. It goes very nicely, obviously, and this one came with what they call PAWS, Well, that'll certainly give you pause. It's precision all-wheel steering.
Okay.
So if you're going into curves that, well, depending on the speed, it will tilt the rear wheels either one direction or the other to keep them aligned and help you around the corner.
Right.
Kind of, I suppose, kind of like all-wheel drive without having to have all-wheel drive, although it doesn't help with the traction. It just helps with the steering.
And this has a V6?
Yes, it's a V6, 3.5 liter, and it's very, very smooth, very silky. I drove it out to towards Drumheller and that, and we were passing everything in sight. The car does it very, very nicely. Paddle shifters on it. I mean, very conservative sedan. You wouldn't expect to find paddle shifters and things on it, but it works very, very well. One nice thing that Acura has done this time, Honda, who owns Acura, they were starting to get button and knob crazy in the last generations of cars.
Yeah.
And they've reduced a lot of them now. They've put in an LCD, which takes away one of the banks. And unfortunately, they left the bank underneath it with the big sort of cruiser control knob, which now that they have the LCD screen, you don't need. So you have both systems, but you only really need one. So they should have just gotten rid of the one. But still, it's a big step forward in user-friendliness. And it comes with nannies, too, like, you know, the becoming more common, the lane departure warning and this kind of thing.
Right.
And I was delighted to find that with the Acura, it defaults to off. So if you want to turn this stupid thing on, you actually have to turn it on rather than discovering when you're driving along that the thing's hollering at you.
Right. I'm noticing how weird the headlights look. They're kind of freaky. They're really high-tech looking.
Yeah, it's about three or four side-by-side on each side. It's like a bug, some sort of an insect with, 85 different eyes on it.
Yeah.
But they work great. I mean, lots of light at night.
What is this car competing against in its category, Jim?
In this category, I would say it's going up against cars such as, the Infiniti M, which is about to become the Q70 for some bizarre reason.
Right.
Also, the Lexus GS 350 would compete with that. And, cars in that class, maybe if you had a fully loaded Volkswagen Passat, I suppose, probably more like the Audi A6, I guess.
Right.
And that, boy, that'd be a tough decision between an A6 and the RLX. I really like the RLX. It's it's not the most compelling car to look at, but in that way, too, it's kind of a stealth rocket because nobody's going to take it seriously and figure, oh, we better pull this guy over.
Yeah.
Yet it does come through when it counts.
Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find links to written reports at live885.com. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic brought to you by Kidney.